Well, let me get that comedy phone. Hey, X-Rock Radio, good morning.
Hey, it's Lachlan Patterson.
Hey, it's the one and only Lachlan Patterson. We've been talking about you all morning, of course, featuring you in our little morning stand-up spotlight. Of course, now one of the finalists and getting down to it in Last Comic Standing, good friend of ours, good friend of the show, and, of course, a man who's graced the stages of Fairbanks many times, man. Right on, dude. This has got to be some exciting times for you. These are fun.
Yeah, dude, it's pretty awesome, man. Everything's going pretty crazy right now, for sure. I could use a trip back to Fairbanks, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Pepper Creek. Yeah, get out to the creek and just hang out and chill with us for the weekend, man. We've had you out into Delta, of course. Sadly, you heard the Clearwater Lodge burnt to the ground.
That's so sad, man.
It's really sad. They're doing a fundraiser next week for it, and we'll probably do a few more. We might even get a comedy show fundraiser going for it, and maybe that's the week we'll bring you back home.
Oh, that'd be awesome. And if there's anything I can do, even send some CDs, some autographed CDs, please let me know.
You know, that is a killer idea. I'll stay in contact with you. Here's the deal. Some of these other guys are pretty funny, but man, you've been really killing it. I'll be honest. I thought you started slow because I know your material. And
yeah.
And you've really, I don't know if you're just holding back, but you know, I've been able to hear some of my favorite stuff, a lot of new stuff. But I thought one of my favorites was your roast, Gilbert Godfrey. Was spectacular, man. You nailed it.
Oh, thanks, bro. I'm a fan of the traditional style of roast, and when they set it up that way, like it was back in the 70s, I was really excited, and it really helped me.
You kind of left the gloves on for Jeffrey Ross, and I'll be straight up not a big fan of his because he goes for the obvious, you know, and I know he's like the king of the roasts now, but he couldn't hold a candle to old school, and I'm with you. I love the Dean Martin roast. They could do it. They were so smart, so smarmy in the way they did it, and that's exactly how you nailed it that week, I thought.
Thanks, man. Yeah, I feel like it was you almost have it to be a unique personality. They used to have all sorts of different personalities, and you're right. They didn't just go right below the belt. You work the body a bit.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And then you went right for the juggler. It was fantastic. We're talking with Lachlan Patterson, one of the finalists from Last Comic Standing, and of course a gentleman who's been up here, what, 3-4 times now at least. And,
man.
And it sells out every time, so we're looking forward to doing that again. We're going to talk more. You can stick around for just a bit.
You bet.
Excellent. More with Lachlan Patterson coming up on X-Rock. 95.9, we are continuing our talk with comedian Lachlan Patterson, good friend of ours and a friend of Crapper Creek in the show here, as he's a finalist on Last Comic Standing. Now, you've got to hang with, let's see, you've got Roseanne Barr up there as one of your judges, which is cool. You've got to hang with Ellen, working with Leno. And I know you've been in the business, so you kind of worked with some of these folks off and on before, haven't you?
I mean, I did the Tonight Show with Leno, and I was really excited to be like, you know, when he walked in the room, I wanted to be like, hey, buddy. Remember me?
Yeah, right. But you had to, like, lay back, right?
He didn't remember me at all, bro. And I started trying to explain my jokes to him, and he's like, yeah, it doesn't ring a bell.
Wow.
I'm like, yeah, it was, and he meets millions of people.
Well, that's true. So. That's true. Sure, sure.
I think I thought I had a better set that year.
I thought it was fantastic. I remember the set, and it was a good show. Now, also, like, working with, getting to work with Ellen DeGeneres, who worked her way up through the comedy ranks years and years ago as well. Each week, they have you doing something different. The tour guide thing. Tell us, that was awesome.
Thanks, bro. I always wanted to do a tour, be a tour guide on the back lot, and I got, you know, I had to go last. I mean, I felt like I might have been at a disadvantage, but while I was sitting in the green room waiting to go on the tour, I just started writing. I just started writing all sorts of stuff in my head, and by the time I got on that bus, I felt like I was able to flow pretty quick. Pretty smoothly.
Yeah, see, I think going last gives you an advantage because they didn't tell you in advance. They didn't give you warning on that, correct?
No, but know that it's the exact same group, the exact same tour group, and the exact same tour every single time. And each tour takes about 45 minutes.
So, like, by that fourth tour, they're maybe a little jaded, but they didn't seem jaded to it.
They were still really into it. But when we go around the corner and the Psycho House, you got Norman Bates running around.
Right.
He wasn't running around for my tour. He had gone home for the night. So it was just a picture of him in the window. So I was like, what? But come on, man.
Right. Well, Lachlan Patterson, comedian, joining us. Last Comic Standing Thursday nights on ABC, I believe, right? Is that right?
NBC.
Excuse me, NBC. Channel 11 here locally, folks. It's been one of my favorite shows to watch. It's a good one. And you guys, like I said, you've got some good comics there. But, man, they always throw stuff at you guys, and you have to be ready. And I think that's where comics like you that are good at just coming up and really writing material and coming up with it on the spot. I can tell on the show watching who's good at that and who's not. Some of them don't look comfortable with it at all.
Yeah, some guys just didn't have the gas in the end. The next round next Thursday is it's another head to head with the four comics going up. Have a look, man. I saved my best for last.
Always do. Lachlan, good luck to you, and we're going to talk to you again when this is all said and done. All right, buddy.
I can't wait.
You got it. There he is, Lachlan Patterson. Thank you so much, and good luck, buddy.
Thanks, bro.
Nice chatting with you. Oh, by the way, Maria says hi. Give you a hug.
Oh, tell her I said hi. Thank you. Jill says hi as well.
Oh, good, good. Love seeing her. See you now, pal.
Later, bro.
There he is. That's the one and only Lachlan Patterson on 95.9.